Herb, how can I look my best? This is Dr. Irvin Alvarelli, Dean of the University of Hill, University of Flossy, here in Capital, California, with a thought for today. Herb, how can I look my best? This is a question that we all ask from time to time because it's something that disturbs us. How can we look our best? We wonder how we can look our best. We wonder how we can appear our finest and our most beautiful and our most wonderful to the world at large and to everyone that we see. But how can we look our best? Now, we remember how many of the ladies would dress up their little children in frilly clothes, the little boys all in Lord Fauntleroy suits that was supposed to be the dandy, and the little girls all in pretty little skirts and pretty little petticoats and pretty little dresses and things that they can't get dirty in. And the mothers would dress up their children like that, and we'd say, oh, what a gosh-awful mother. She's really not concerned about her kid. And that's right. The mother is not concerned about her kid. The mother is concerned about herself. The mother sees herself looking spotless all the time. The mother sees herself looking beautiful all the time. The mother sees herself wearing beautiful clothes all the time, and so she dresses up her children that way. Now, when the mother goes out with her husband, what does her husband wear? He wears fine clothes, you can be sure of that. The mother herself would buy the clothes if the husband hadn't bought them himself, but the mother would make sure that her husband was really a dandy, really a fine-looking man, much in keeping with the quality that she saw herself. She saw herself looking like the queen herself. She saw herself looking wonderful. She saw herself looking the most attractive woman walking down the street, and everyone looking at her was looking at her and saying, wow, what a beautiful lady, what a beautiful, babe. Wow, not babe so much, but what a beautiful lady. What good taste she has in clothes. She looks just so wonderful. Yes. Now, this is what she wants. And so, she puts forth the program to bring that about. When people look at her, do they think she's overdressed or underdressed? No. They see her exactly as she sees herself, dressed properly, dressed to the nines. Many of the businesswomen who are business executives and who hold high places in their business organizations, they dress in quality clothing. They dress nicely too. They can't afford to look shabby. So they choose good clothing. I looked at our webmaster the other day and I was thinking to myself, he has good quality clothing on. He just doesn't necessarily wear it in the right order. But he has very good quality clothing. He is trying to pretend that he is three or four different things. Now what he's trying to pretend he is, he's trying to pretend that he is a young swain out looking for a young lady to love. He's pretending that he is a knowledgeable professional man and that he wants people to look at him and saying that he's of the hip generation and things of that nature. Well, all of them fall short because that's not who he is. He is a man of quality, of dignity. He is a man of good taste. All of his clothing, item by item, are quality clothing. All of his things that he has are quality. He just has to learn how to put them together to put forth the image that he wants to put forth. Now, for me, it doesn't matter what image he has. I like him. He's a fine man. But the image I know that he wants to put forth, he's falling short of because he is not realizing how people who are that quality look. We have many people we admire in our life. And these people who we admire, do we look at them and do we see how they dress? Do we look at them and do we see how they conduct themselves? Do we look at them and see how they talk to themselves and to others? Do we look at them and see the quality of person that they are? And then do we look at ourselves and say, now if that's the way I want to be, then I must look at the quality of myself. I must look at myself, and if I want to be thought of as a person of education, a person of the literati, then I must speak with good language. I must speak with good grammar. I must not pretend that I have a foreign language and that this shows in my voice. My mastership is how well I can speak the English language, and nobody will ever guess that that's not my native tongue. How well I can speak German, and no one will ever know that German is not my native tongue. How well can I speak Italian, and everyone hears me speaking Italian and says, you are fluent in Italian, you are dynamic, you are just born in Italian, and you speak with the idioms of the Italian people, you're wonderful. Now, is that what you want? When you speak in an Italian country, do you want the people to think that you're Italian? When you speak in America, do you want the people to think that you're English-speaking, you're an American? Do you want people to say, oh, what in the country are you from? What nationality are you? What is your background? And you see, if that's the case, you've lost them. They do not see you as the quality person that you want to be, the master speaking English, the master wearing clothing to present a format for yourself that you want to be. Now, do you want to be a tastefully dressed adult? Then that requires certain things. Do you want to be a businesswoman who is not a businesswoman? She wears beautiful women's clothing. She doesn't wear suits, but she wears women's clothing, tastefully done, with just the touch of jewelry, the touch of perfumes, a touch of things that make her look dignified and beautiful, that bring out her beauty. And she doesn't wear her hair so tight that it looks like she wished she hadn't got it. It looks like her hair is tastefully decorated, tastefully designed, so that it is in keeping with what the style is that's being worn these days. And you are not out of place, and you are not in place, but you are the place yourself. People look to you as the trend setter, the style setter, the one who is. Now, you look at another person's body and you say to yourself, oh, you're fat. I was having a video taken of me, and I was sitting at the table with my shorts on, my short pants, and I was giving a talk. And all you could see was my chest and my head and so forth. And it looked like I had breasts, because as I was leaning forward, my chest or breast would lean forward and appear as I had breasts. And then one of the persons who looked at me and said, oh, you know that some men even have, they lactate, they have milk when they are, their wife is pregnant or their wife has a baby and is feeding them, and they even produce milk from that. And I thought to myself, ooh, don't do that. Now, it's not because I didn't need to hear that. It's because this person didn't need to say that. If that person would have said, you have the body of an Adonis, you are so powerfully, beautifully built, it's just a pleasure to look at your body, you are well built, what is that person saying? When that person looks at another person and says, you look great, you look beautiful, you look handsome, you look like an Adonis, you look like a popsicle, the goddess of dance. And if they're saying that, then that means that's how they see themselves. And if that's how they see themselves, then that's how they see others. For however you see others is how you see yourself. Because the world is our reflection. The world is our mirror. So how can I look my best? Well, first you have to decide what your best is. Now, it's not a matter of being better than somebody else or being as good as somebody else, but it's what do you consider your best? Do you consider wearing nice clothes your best? Well, then wear them. But you can't wear them all the time. You got to have your work clothes. Well, I always say of Stefan Strzelecki, who is a very difficult model for anybody, because Stefan can put on old clothes and they look beautiful on him. He can put on old rags and on him they look like the most glorious clothing in the world. He can go in the shower and take a shower and he comes out and shakes his head and his hair all falls into place. Well, how does he do this? He's no different. His body is a body like anybody else's, but his attitude. He believes that he is a good-looking man. He believes that he is a handsome man. He believes that he has beautiful hair. He likes to shine his teeth. He has glorious teeth. And he loves to shine his teeth because his teeth are just so beautiful. And he just loves to shine his teeth and have people see that because he is such a handsome man, such a beautiful man. Well, how about that? How can I look my best? Well, I look my best by knowing what it is I want to project about myself. And then I outwardly project that about myself. I outwardly shine out that which I am. If I want to look like a fine lady, I will look like a fine lady. I'll dress like a fine lady. I'll dress my children like a fine lady. I'll dress my husband like a fine lady. If I want to look like a fine man, I'll dress my wife like a fine lady. I'll dress my children like fine men and gentlemen and a little lady. And I will live in that aspect, and I will see everyone in my world dressed well and beautiful. I will see everyone in my world with a beautiful, healthy body, with a healthy mind, with a healthy attitude toward everything. I'll see the whole world like this. And when I see the whole world like this, then the whole world for me is like that. Because that is all that matters. That's all that makes any difference in the world. How can I look my best? First, you have to determine what your best is. And not necessarily buying the most expensive clothing and always looking like you're ready to go dancing. But look your best by buying the most expensive clothing and looking like you're ready to go dancing at any moment. But have you just said no? Yeah, that's because I wanted to catch you. You always look like you're ready for whatever activity you're going into. If you're going to play golf, you look like a golfer. If you're going to play tennis, you look like a tennis player. If you're going to swim, you look like a swimmer. If you're going to a dance, you look like a person who's going to a dance who knows how to dance and who is really happy to go and whose clothing shows it because he knows it. Now, when this is the truth for you, when this is the truth for me, then I will look my best. I will always look my best when I am in a mental attitude and when I'm physically dressed in the way that presents me in my finest. Does that mean I can't wear old clothes? If you're like Stephen Stressley and you have the attitude that you always look good, then yes. But if you think that because you're putting on old clothes, you're going to look old and beat up and fluffy, then that's how you're going to look. If you think you're going to put on an iron shirt and you're unironed shirt and you're going to look frumpy because you got an unironed shirt, not Stephen. Stephen will make it the new style. Stephen will make it the new media of clothing. He'll make it the new attitude toward clothing. Yeah. But it takes a lot of guts to do that because you got to love yourself, believe in yourself, and shine forth who you are. Now, in your spiritual life too, if you would like to be your very best, if you'd like to look your best to yourself and to your world in your spiritual life, then believe in yourself. Love yourself. Shine forth who you are and live who you are. I live that I am unconditional love. And because I live that I'm unconditional love, many people think I'm unconditional love, and I am. Many think that I'm a nice person, and I am. Many people think that I'm wonderful, and I am. And this is how I look at myself, and this is how I look at my world. However I look at myself is how I look at my world. And however I look at my world, I see a reflection of how I look at myself. So, when everybody looks at me and says, "Herb, you are the Adonis. Wow, what a physique you have. What a perfect body you have. Wow, Herb. My darling, yes, I can see that you really are 25, but I don't know, was that Adonis 25? I thought maybe you'd wear less. Well, doesn't matter. And Herb, you're always wearing tasteful clothing. You're always wearing beautiful clothing. Herb, you're always having your hair so beautifully in order. Herb, everything about your body is the picture of a fine-looking man. And Herb, wherever you look, you see beautiful people looking their best, living their best, living in an attitude of happiness and joy and peace and harmony for themselves. And when we do this, we can be sure we're walking down the divine path in a very wonderful, dramatic, dynamic, fulfilling, rewarding, and exciting way. Me, isn't it? My friends, do you know how much I love you? If not, I'll tell you. I love you. I love you. I love you.